You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, I'm going to play some Backstreet Boys in just a few moments. I'm digging up a song. Were you a Backstreet or an NSYNC guy?
NSYNC.
Well, I'm playing it because Howie from the Backstreet Boys turns 50 today.
Really?
So when the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC boys all turn 50, we need to all stop and think we're old and we need to play one of their songs.
Man, so, 50.
50-year-old Backstreet men.
Jeez.
Kristen Wiig from Bridesmaids and Saturday Night Live turns 50 today also. So some big birthdays today. Hey, they went out and surveyed some so-called experts. What does it take to be an expert on fast food mascots? Like maybe marketing people or something?
Maybe, yeah.
They went out and surveyed to find who has the best fast food mascot. I would have thought people would have gone with Ronald McDonald. Is Ronald McDonald still around, or have they kind of retired?
I think he is. I mean, they're on a big Grimace kick right now, so they're bringing
Grimace
back.
Is big. Ronald McDonald was actually number two. The Burger King King, very creepy dude.
So creepy.
Was number three, but number one went to the Colonel.
Hey,
they thought
the Colonel
was the best mascot of them all.
Okay.
Speaking of fast food, this is scary. Up in Tacoma, Washington, did you hear about the milkshake machine?
What happened?
There were three people in Tacoma who have died from listeria infections that have now been linked to a dirty milkshake machine at a burger restaurant.
You gotta clean those out good. Yes, you do. Listeria.
Your parents ran a Dairy Queen. I imagine they were probably...
The process of cleaning those machines was insane.
Did you have to do it?
I didn't, no, but there's a whole process of disassembling, and they had to go to like Dairy Queen College to learn how to do all this stuff.
DQC?
Had like a DQ college, yeah, that they had to go to and learn the ins and outs of all the machines.
How much did they have to pay for a franchise, by the way?
God, I have no idea.
Because some of them, you know, it's six figures or more just to get in.
Couldn't tell you. I have no idea.
I bet there was a, was it a happy day when they sold their Dairy Queen?
Yes, it was.
It's like the people who buy a boat and then the happy day is when they sell
the boat.
No more
machine cleaning and no more dealing with high school kids, you know, just making sure they show up for work.
I can't even imagine.
Yep.
Having to be responsible for hiring staff at a fast food place.
Yep. It was hair pulling.
I'm going to be on an airplane in a couple of weeks flying back to Denver, so I really didn't need to see this story, but the FAA has released a report talking about the number of commercial airliners that have near misses. And let's not get into the whole thing. People are like, why do they call it a near miss? It's a near hit. It's just the term, so just relax and just go with it. 46 in 1 month.
That's not good.
46 near misses.
Really, there's so many planes out there right now. Like, these things are going to happen.
Of course.
So many people flying.
I remember, God, it was about 10 years ago. I was on a flight from the East Coast back to Denver. And we're at 30, 35,000 feet, whatever it was. And I'm always in the window seat. And I was just happened to be looking out the window, cruising up at 30-something thousand feet. And I saw a plane dead even with us go by the other direction, like obviously because we're both going like 400, 500 miles an hour, but it went by and it could not have been more than maybe 2 or 3 football fields away.
Oh, those pilots were just racing.
No, I was going the other direction.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. It went past us going the other way. Okay. And I just was like, somebody has made a horrible mistake because they should not be that close.
That's funny.
They say part of the factor, besides all the flights in the air, because airline travel has increased over the years, but the number of fully trained air traffic controllers is down 10%. So they are overworked.
That is scary. Yeah, you don't want to get those people up there all tired trying to fly these or route these planes. Scary.
I can't even imagine. I'm watching that.
Well, enjoy your flight.
I know. And there's some people listening to this on their way to DIA right now.
I almost booked a flight last night, a spontaneous flight to Vegas for our anniversary that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I still might do it. Luke Bryan's playing out in Vegas, and we'd like to go see him.
Oh, you guys should
go. So we're thinking about flying in like early on a Saturday and then flying out like late on a Sunday.
Do it.
Just to go see a concert. Yeah, I'm pushing for it. Yo, it totally is.
For those of you headed to DIA, the good news is, even with these near misses, they say we are now in a record amount of time since there was a major plane crash. It's been 14 years.
That's good.
A record. So that's good.
So good.
And then the last thing I'm going to throw in here, this is kind of funny. You and I might talk more about this later, but they put out there's a website called Screen Rant, and they put out a list of the movies that they say people are only pretending to love.
I do love this. And I wonder, you know, it's a lot of people. I put something like this on my Facebook the other day, and people were saying Barbie. Like, they were just saying that they liked it just because it's, like, the cool thing to do right
really?
Now.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. People I've talked to said
yep.
it's a really good movie.
Multiple people were like, yeah, Barbie.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Everyone's taste is different. Avengers Infinity War was number one on the list, and Return of the Jedi, the Star Wars movie, was number two.
That is the best one. Fight Club's on the list, too, I saw, which is stupid. That's one of the greatest movies ever.
But I do think Fight Club falls on this list that there are some people who genuinely love it. But I think it's one of those, since it's a cult movie.
Yeah, you don't get
it. You have to say you like it in order to be one of the cool kids.
Yeah, well, I am.
And I think that's true with a lot of them that are on here, like Chinatown. And
what the hell with the Notebook on there?
I know you like that. You cry when you watch that.
I love the Notebook. I cry every time.
I still haven't seen that one either.
Oh.
Probably
brutal.
Won't now.
Brutal.
I'm going to treat it like you treat Pulp Fiction. I'm never going to see it. What else is trending?
Well, today is National Tooth Fairy Day. Hooray. In a poll, 81% of Americans say that the Tooth Fairy is welcome in their home whenever. And I don't know about the other 19% if they just stand at the door and say, you're not getting in here tonight, Tooth Fairy.
I wouldn't say whenever. I mean, there would have to be a missing tooth. I don't want the Tooth Fairy
no.
just dropping by
I love her
for
just
beers.
Coming by and hanging out. Bring me a little vial of teeth. It's a good time. They did do the annual poll, too, that found the national average payout for a tooth is now up to $6.23.
Oh God.
Don't let me tell you again about the friend I have who leaves $20, or that their tooth fairy leaves $20 a tooth.
Is that rich, Matt?
No, it's not. It's somebody else. But we're like, come on. Give me a break.
I bet rich Matt is not far behind.
You know what? You're probably right. Honestly. So this story is kind of funny because we have a neighbor that has a turtle, and we're always telling our kids when they go over there, don't touch the turtle and wash your hands if you can't control yourself and you do end up touching the turtle.
It's a pet turtle?
It's a pet turtle. And
why don't
CDC,
you want your kids to touch it?
This right here, the CDC is telling people to stop kissing and snuggling and petting their turtles for there's a salmonella outbreak in 11 states, and they're all linking it to pet turtles. They say even if they're healthy, they can still have it in their poo-poo. And it can spread to their shells and
why don't you just tell your kids not to pet their poo-poo then?
Don't pet the poo-poo. Well, if the turtle is in the case with its own poo-poo getting everywhere, it's going to be on the turtle. 26 people have gotten sick, some of them hospitalized, no deaths yet. But beware of gross turtles.
What a ridiculous story.
You've been warned. No.
Your turtles are fine.
I'm going to do a turtle swab.
What a life
I'm
going to
swab that turtle
lead.
The next time I see it. Hey, there's a new phrase out there called screen apnea. It's like sleep apnea when you stop breathing while you're sleeping, except it happens when you're too focused on your screens. Like you're reading your emails or going through a website. You
so people
get
stop breathing while they're doom scrolling?
You're holding your breath while you're scrolling through all your stuff, kind of because you have like a fight or flight mechanism kicking in, or you're just like hyper-focused, or this story says a chronic state of threat, which is probably true for some people at work, you know, reading their work emails like, what's going to go on today? So now they're telling people to take a breath while you're thumbing through your emails and sit on your computer at work because you got the screen apnea. Hey, the voice of Mario is retiring. His name is Charles Martinet, it looks like. He's been doing Mario's voice since 1996.
Do your Mario impression. Yeah,
better yet, you do your Mario impression.
Is it, did he go, hey, Mario.
It's-a me, Mario. Go, it's-a me.
It's-a me, Mario.
It's-a me. That's really good. So anyway, he's retiring, and he's just going to go around being a Mario ambassador now. So I guess he'll just end up at Comic Cons and things like that. So
I wonder what that pays.
Cool. I don't know. Yeah. So Harry Styles is set to launch a new line of sex-themed fragrances.
Sex-themed?
Sex themes.
What does that mean?
Three different ones, it looks like. Rivulets, Closeness, and Bright Hot. It's through his lifestyle brand called Pleasing, and he's teaming up with some founder that helped with the Goop brand. Now, the description of Closeness is reported to be a whispered yes, skin pressed against skin is the scent that they're going for, and Rivulets will replicate the scent of a delightful encounter with a stranger. And they didn't give me a description of the Bright Hot one, but the other one is a delightful encounter with, it smells like an STD is what it smells like, probably.
I did a story one time on the celebrity fragrances, and it is such a massive industry.
Oh, yeah.
Massive industry. And so it doesn't surprise me that Harry's expanding his.
Why not? It'll sell like crazy.
It's just passive income, you know? It's just some regular scent. You slap a funny name on it.
That's right.
We should put out a Dom and Jeremy scent, I'm telling you.
Smell like what? Chocolate on chocolate donuts.
Sure, why not?
Why not?
What else do we love?
Back in the day, Nick Nack wore the Britney Spears perfume and the Paris Hilton one, and both of those were rock solid. I loved those perfumes. But yeah, you're right. You just slap your name on it. And
put a name on it and it sells.
What would ours smell like? I sweat a lot. It can just smell like sweat and donuts.
I don't sweat, though.
I don't know. We'll have to think about that.
Huh. Ours, you know what? It should just smell. We'll say it smells like early morning.
That's nice.
That would sell. I want the scent of
we'll
early morning.
We'll call it morning. Dew.
D-E-W. D-E-W.
Yes.
Do-do.
Done. Let's get it done.
Dom and Jeremy's doo-doo.
Doo-doo.
Clickbait.
Oh, that's good. All right, make your way over to our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy.
What if we called it You Do You, but the do is D-E-W?
Do everybody is what we can name it.
We do everybody.
Morning doo-doo. Okay, so.
Do it all.
God, they just keep coming, don't they?
Well, we'll have a variety of them. That way we'll multiply our income streams.
What do we have? Clickbait today. It's a Colorado woman. She's 84 years old, and she set a goal to go skydiving 1,000 times before she dies. She's already done it 600 times. Her first one was back in 1959 when she was 20 years old. So I don't know. Can she do it? Before she
hits
84?
I was even looking at her Facebook page. She's not just Colorado girl. She's a Denver girl. So
is she?
Yeah. So I had to do some digging on it. Most of the stories just wanted to say she was Colorado, but she's got a Facebook page where it shows her jumping out of the planes and everything. She'll do it.
This story says she took a 37-year break. Why did she do that?
Because there was some sort of incident that somebody else had with a chute.
Kind of spooked her.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, she could have hit that 1,000 times and easy without giving up that
Now she's
time.
Taking her grandkids out. I think it's
adorable.
Badass,
so it's a fun story. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
Clickbait.